Okay.
Let's get on with the meeting.
So let's start with this. Now, I've provided everybody with the plan and strategy, and I think it would be for me to just kind of go through the document first, and then I'm going to get the first three areas so that you kind of know what we're working toward. Because sometimes if you look at pieces, you don't see the whole. So I want you to be able to understand the whole. So the first thing we would do here is, kind of get your team's vision statement. You know, that's the message. It's going to ignite what the team is working toward. It's kind of the end game. It's the dream. When you wake up and you think about your business, you know, what are you working for? So, in essence, this is a little aspirational, okay? And I help you craft that. The second is the...
Hey, Curtis?
Yeah.
Before you go on, can I just throw something in real quick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Always in.
Okay. All right. I sat down with Audra over the weekend. It was actually on Sunday. And spent a couple of hours sort of getting feedback from her and a couple of other business partners that we work with. And I want, Bridget's feedback too, although I haven't had a chance to get Bridget's on this. But basically what we did was we said, we really need to just kind of hone in on a few specific areas, keeping the overall theme that, you gave us, a corporate wellness solution intact, but getting much more targeted and just focusing on doing maybe prospecting and marketing in one key area and maybe a possible second area, and not try to take on too many areas at one time. And so we landed out on focusing initially on the small business owner and sort of offering more products and services to them, which the branding that you suggested does not alienate that group in the least. But in putting together our vision, I really want to make sure that I just wanted you to understand that there's been some pretty thoughtful discussions and notes that I've taken around what we discussed. And I wanted, after this call, sometime in the next day or so, I'm going to be traveling tomorrow, but probably I'm thinking more like this weekend, I'm going to have some office time that I can dedicate to it. I want to get some sort of a summary of our initial discussion around that to you.
Okay.
And because there's just more to it, but I don't want to keep everybody on the phone forever in regards to that. And it will also give me some time on Friday to get some feedback from Audra and from Bridget before I send that up your way.
Okay. So I want to be repetitious on going through this if you feel like you understand the whole document.
Well, I don't necessarily. I mean, I can read the vision. I can read the purpose and get a feel for that. I want you to know that it'll tie back to what we put together in our discussion on Sunday. Value prop, 30-second elevator speech, I understand that. What I'm kind of initially curious about is sort of this SWOT analysis that's on 5. I think that really could be very, very, I mean, not that the other isn't impactful. I'm going to do everything that's in this package, but we have not ever done, like, what's on 5,
Yeah, well, let's look at that, because what that is it's you really stepping outside for a moment and looking at how your strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats really stack up based on what you're trying to do. So, so we've broken things down in the supernova model analysis. So the thing is, are we driving planning? What's our strength in that area? What do we need to kind of develop to get better? What are the areas for improvement? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was the planner on the team, and, you know, she's got to be honest and say, you know, are all our clients getting, you know, this planning capability?
Mm-hmm. Now, we do track that, like who we've done full-blown plans for, who we've done, like, our scale-down plan for, and,
okay.
You know, so we do monitor and track that and, you know, and have, as part of the segmentation of the book, you know, sort of a process for making sure that those get updated on a regular and consistent basis, at least, you know, once a year kind of thing, right?
So
I get your point. I mean, we need to go down each of these various practice areas and really figure out, you know, what we're doing well and what we need to focus on for improvement.
Right. So, for example, if 30 plans are being done or updated, mm-hmm. I got it that there are probably, I'll be real conservative, 5 problem areas per relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's 150 times 30. That's 105. Mm-hmm. That's 150 areas that need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Many of those areas produce revenue. So are we getting just the hot topic with the client, or are we drilling down to some of the boring, non-exciting areas that still need to be implemented?
Honestly.
Yeah, what's being left on the table? So that's what we want to begin to start to think about.
Okay.
Marketing, responsible for overseeing the acquisition strategy of the team. Okay, which is, you know, looking at the number of prospects in the pipeline, and looking at that client acquisition matrix, and looking at maybe the 3 or 4 things we're going to do in terms of referrals and acquiring clients, and who's going to be responsible for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me. That's on me.
Okay. So, you know, we have to ask ourselves, okay, if you're spending only getting to spend a small percentage of your time in those areas, then how does the team work together to provide more face time so that you can really, you know, implement those strategies?
Got it.
That makes sense when that comes up.
Okay. Brand, that makes sense.
Okay. So brand and service. You know, who's monitoring and making sure that there's a scheduling of clients through the segmentation process, and who's monitoring it? Who's stepping up and saying, look, so-and-so canceled, but we didn't reschedule him and he fell through the cracks?
Mm-hmm.
Who is taking control of that calendar and that schedule? Okay? And we know that that's Bridget's responsibility. Okay? Now, what Bridget has to do is she's got to be nice and kind as she is, but a little dogmatic. Okay? Now, that's the brand and service component, and then leadership. On teams, leadership can shift. There are times when, Bridget, you have to take the leadership position, times when Audrey takes it, and, of course, there's times when, you know, you being the overall leader of the team, you know, brings that focus back to the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
What skills are we lacking? What knowledge, you know, needs to be improved? And who's accountable for what?
Right.
You know, one of the things that you said last year is, you know, due to, you know, some changes in the comp structure, that there was a significant amount of money that just wasn't going to be there last year, that impacted overall revenue. So, you know, so we had a shortfall, And, you know, how do we make up for that? How are we thinking about that strategically?
Right.
So that's part and parcel of what that basic SWOT analysis is all about.
Okay. That makes sense. And I think, you know, we're going to get real specific on what we need to do to fill that gap and then some, because, you know, it's either grow or die. So it's basically
And I'm going to drive that, reminding you, kind of saying, hey, tell me what's going on and what is your overall goal once we get to the initiative, and how do we break that down into manageable pieces?
Okay. I see that at the bottom of page 6, yeah.
Absolutely. So we get into the action plan, and basically what you do with this is these are just examples, okay, of key initiatives. There may or may not be an initiative on planning.
Mm-hmm.
There may be several initiatives on plan implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And where, you're in the middle there under active plan. Yeah.
Right. So now what you're doing is, okay, you've looked at the overall, you've understood the gap in the team, and now you have several key initiatives that make sense to drive the team's mission and goals.
It's like in the military when they have a plan of action. They call it a POA. But anyway.
Exactly.
It's Rob's military background showing up there, I think.
Okay. Yeah, he was in the Navy.
He was a pilot.
And, you know, my dad, 25 years, reported into the first charge.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So, so then we got down, you know, when you put down a task, okay, then you're going to say, okay, it's not enough for us to have the task. What's the timing for completion? And who's going to be responsible? Okay? Now, at the end of this exercise, I don't want to see you responsible for 50 things. That's too much. Okay? So we got to be really, really critical about what we think we can accomplish in the course and scope of this 12-month time frame.
Okay. So we have to prioritize and put deadlines on it and assign responsibility. Okay.
And, you know, we're doing this because, you know, some days you'll come in and it can be utter chaos. People are calling and people might have done a drop-by, you got an important prospect on the line, but the plan is going to kind of bring you back to your overall focus.
That's important. Okay.
And what resources is the team going to need? Now, these initiatives are just hypothetical. They're not necessarily yours. You know, if a team needs to hire an additional advisor or a team needs to, you know, collaborate more with a functional expert within their organization. Okay? You're going to put that in as a key initiative.
Yeah, Robert Stern. Yeah, he's a master planner, legal person, all that. Yeah. And other, a couple of others. Okay, we'll work that in. Okay.
Okay. So, and then I kind of throw out some examples of what the task might be for hiring an additional advisor, the timing, and, you know, who would be responsible for that.
Okay.
And then I have a blank template, so you can basically copy and paste that into your plan.
Now, on page 7, on business annuitization, is that recurring revenue?
Yeah, that's recurring fee revenue.
Got it. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, because, you know, I always call it recurring revenue, and there's different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How will we really get
okay.
to, we're getting into goals.
Okay.
Know? And this is where you're going to apply some specific metrics around what you want to accomplish. And we're going to go back and revisit the tool that I shared with you last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get in metrics. So mm-hmm. it's going to be the metric for revenue growth for 2019.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of what we talked about on Sunday, which I've diagrammed out on one page, and I'm going to put into that written thing I mentioned earlier, is a lot of it encompasses what's on the bottom half of page 7. So.
Okay.
All right. I mean, it's all interrelated, but it touches on a lot of what you see there in that grid on 7 at the middle and bottom part. So.
Okay, now, the other thing about goals is, you know, I put some things out there for you, mm-hmm. but you may have some things that you want to insert.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there's some things that you are thinking of that you want to measure,
mm-hmm.
okay, don't measure 50 things, but measure a few.
So these be educational goals, like Otter gets her CFE, Ritter gets her insurance license, and Charlie completes his foundation training with IMCA or whatever. I mean, is it that kind of stuff, or is it more like specific to the business plan and numbers and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I want you to have measurable goals, and then I want you to have those goals in terms of you know, education, and the things that they want to do. And so
split them up into like business goals, educational goals, and then like personal goals, like fitness and stuff like that. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. And you can list some of those in 9.0. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Underneath, after you go through asset velocity,
mm-hmm.
you're going to measure that because there's a lot of price compression going on right now in the industry.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, there is, but I mean, there's opportunity, and then you can sit around and bitch about it. I'm going to go toward the opportunity, so I actually raised fees on our individual clients a couple of years ago and kind of saved our ass because Bridget got real, real intentional about that. And I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but we want to figure out what that is in terms of, you know, your billable hours and are you getting paid for the work that you do.
Now, what page are you on?
That is... that's the last, that's the section on, let's see, that's 8.0, where it's got goal category.
Okay, I was at 9, sorry, I was at 9 or 10. Okay, got it.
Okay. Now, once we get through that, then we want to really hone in on the qualitative aspects that are going to drive these metrics, okay? So it's not enough just to kind of have these goals out there that you want to achieve, but, you know, what's going to drive those metrics? You know, what do we need to add in terms of prospects, penetrating centers of influence, if you're going to use a mastermind group? Now, there's a lot of things on this list, and I'm not necessarily recommending that you do, you know, all of them, but I'd like to definitely see 3 or 4 that you're doing, you know, very, very well that you own. Okay. So that's in the client acquisition. Any comments on that?
That's at the bottom of 7?
Yep, bottom of 7.
Yeah, the only comment I've got to that is that we want to do those things, and we can get very specific about our goals and objectives on that and the stuff I'm sending over and when we fill this out as well. I'm also dedicating time to outbound prospecting, just good old-fashioned pick up the phone and do some strategic targeted marketing that way too. So call it what you want to call it, dinosaur like cold calling or whatever, but I'm actually pretty decent at it, so I'm going to dedicate some time to that too.
But keep in mind that personal introduction gives you the real leverage. And if you looked at just 20 of your relationships that know somebody and all the targets that you're trying to reach, and they gave you 3 names, that's 60 prospects. So, just kind of think about that.
Okay. All right.
Now, additional team-based goals falls in the category of, you know, you put your fitness goals down there, your time off goals, you know, whatever you like, you can use that piece of KJ.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's add some teeth to what's going to occur over the next 12 to 24 months. Okay? What's your working product and service agenda going to look like? So what I did is I just put together some sample things. But these are things that you want to be engaging clients in discussion. Some of this would have come from your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've done this. We've got a map of what we want to talk about. So we've gotten this detailed, and like this month we're talking about the obvious. I mean, December was a shitstorm in the market, so you can't not talk about that. But we're also spending quite a bit of time on things like beneficiary designations and making sure that those read properly. And you know, Bridget did a great job of getting all that information in a way where we can access it via the file system. So, but I, you know, it's very, very important to have some sort of system like what you've got on page 9, otherwise there won't be one.
It's kind of like, okay, what are we focused on in January?
Yeah.
What's focused on in February?
Got it.
And then I have a blank template down there.
And
the blank template is if you just wanted to replicate it and create, you know, additional initiatives, you can put it in there.
Okay.
But then we go to investing in your practice, which is basically investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gets into what additional training, coaching, or knowledge improvement is needed. The team's brand, market development, client acquisition and retention, and supplemental technology or software.
Okay. Got it.
And clearly, you make an investment in your team. So those are just some areas that you can plug in your own areas, okay? Because I want to be something that you own. And then you're going to look at your budget. Team training, staff retention, hiring additional support, brand development. And maybe, you know, there are occasions where you only bring somebody in for, a period of 30 or 60 days to do certain things. Maybe longer term, you're going to have this discussion with your manager. Hey, here's my plan. You know, this is where we are attacking it. And this is what I want to work toward in terms of support. What do you think? So that he becomes, you know, to the extent that he can, an ally. So I've got a whole list of things dealing with client experience, you know, supplemental technology or software, whatever, in terms of where the industry is going.
Okay.
Now, 13...
That'll be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be helpful. Because, I mean, honestly, there's just a whole lot that's out there that I don't even know about, so...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Then I have a team effectiveness checklist. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And really, it's... Okay, the team's got its plan. It's got goals for accomplishment. They're implementing the five-star model. They've translated that into really action items. The team is fully aligned in terms of their vision. They can communicate to clients. Both
we're kind of losing you a little bit. We heard communicate with clients, and then I couldn't hear you anymore. I'm not sure about Bridget, but anyway.
Strategies and effective team meetings. And then, you know, looking at collaboration. Is it happening? Are we getting the leverage and the force multiplier effect? Which is basically a military kind of term, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the Navy SEALs. They encounter, there's four of these guys, they're on a team, they encounter a superior force of 150. Now, they're not going to go up against them. What they're going to do is they're going to call in cruise missiles, a quick reaction force, air power, whatever they need to go against the enemy.
He's your brain.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, he's your brain. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Then we get into the forecasting of growth and goal setting. And I want you to be able to do what-if scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to adjust what you're doing, you know, given market conditions or changes. And that's what the forecasting tool is about.
Can I interject?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know we got started about 5 to 7 minutes late. We're at 1:32 Central, 11:32 Pacific, and I promised Bridget no more than 30 minutes, as did others. So I want them to be cognizant of people's schedules.
And
your schedule,
down,
too, for that matter. So, anyway.
But we're down to the last two, which is the team agreement and the team budget. So that's kind of like your checklist in terms of your plan.
What are next steps? Fill all this out and get it to you?
So, over the next three sessions, you know, let's cover as much as you have and review it. So I would say as a homework assignment, if you haven't quite filled in all of the goals and things, because this is relatively new, just feel free to show me what you have. So your assignment is before the next call. Mm-hmm. Is to provide as much as you have, and the immediate goal is within three sessions to have this completely done.
Okay, will do.
Any questions?
I don't have any unless I'll do.
No, I'm good. I don't have any.
Okay. Well, that concludes this particular session. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me, let me know, and I look forward to seeing what you have prior to our next call. Are we going to do every Wednesday at about this time, or do you want to email me for a time that's most convenient for the next
Audra indicated any time from like 1 o'clock on that the afternoons are fine. She's going to basically, I think, be working from like 1 to 5 in the afternoon. So I'm not sure what came up today. I have no idea. I mean, but, you know, I get her up to speed on what's going on with this, so it's not a big deal.
Okay. So I will make sure that the staff sends out the invite for every Wednesday at 11 o'clock until you change or we need to modify. Do you feel comfortable now with the document and what you need to kind of do in terms of your homework assignment?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I think it's really straightforward. It's just a matter of kind of putting pen to paper or, I guess putting this in electronic format, saving it and getting it over to you. So I don't think it will be a problem. I just want to get input from Bridget and Audra before we click send on this, but that's kind of goes without saying anyway. So, okay.
Hey, thank you so much for the time that you spent with me today, and I look forward to speaking with you next Wednesday and getting some of what you have accomplished. Remember, we got 3 sessions to get this done.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. Appreciate your time.
Hi, Curtis.
Yeah.
Before I jump off here, we have a client that is coming into our office next Wednesday at 1.
Okay.
That may move. We got some correspondence today that indicated that might move.
Okay.
The 23rd looks fine. I'm going to move a non-client related event on the 23rd. I'm assuming you mean every week here for the next 3 weeks, if I heard you right.
Sure.
And the Wednesday the 30th looks fine. I have a sneaky suspicion that next Wednesday is going to move to another day just based on some initial feedback that we got, but it's not firm. But it looks like Wednesday the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th are good, and February 6th looks good. So if you don't mind, just tell Cindy or whomever to get to send an invite out so we get it on everybody's calendar. I know with the holidays and all, and my sort of misunderstanding of time zones or whatever, I kind of made that difficult for Audra to be here today. So. And Bridget caught my mistake. So if you would, just make sure she gets the call and go after it so everybody's got dialing instructions, we'll be good to go.
Yeah, Bridget, do you want to send me an email follow-up with the dates? I would say by the end of the week.
Sure.
In terms of changes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, we really appreciate it, Curtis. Thanks so much, and Happy New Year to you, okay?
All right, Ian. Happy New Year to you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.